Hi, many of you recognize this scene. This is a dad next to his beloved piano, where, to be honest, we didn't have any night out that didn't end up back at the piano. It normally meant quite a late night, well, early morning, late morning, singing, but it was great fun. And he was actually a wonderful musician, Dad. He had a fantastic ear for music. Any song he heard, he could just play instantly. It was quite incredible. And he was a very talented songwriter. He was actually very proud of us all learning to play the piano. Well, we all were given lessons, actually, apart from me, to learn the piano. Until he realised that Neil hadn't actually been going to any of the lessons and he'd been hiding around the hedge for an hour. I think Margaret Johnson might remember that one. Margaret used to babysit us when we were little angels, I'd imagine. Anyway, you've heard earlier the song Dad wrote, one of his songs from his rock opera, They Tell Me You've Just Come From Glasgow. You may not have heard Teddy Girl. Francesca, I think you've heard that. It's been played out in Scotland a few times. Cambridge in the morning, the friendly wee sound of the kettle. The list goes on and on, and they must be heard at some point. And we might treat you to one more later on. Okay. Now, not only was Dad a great musician, he also loved poetry and writing. In fact, he wrote his own poetry. Those of you that will have read his thyroid book will have noticed at the start when he gives a little story of Jim Baxter, that he says, you can write what you like in your own book. It's an example of Dad's poetry. He loved culture, he loved chess, he loved travel, and probably most of all, in a way, he loved golf. We'll get on to golf a bit later. His job took him all over the world. Yeah, his favourite place was actually Tolle in Brittany, where he bought a fantastic house for my mother in 1995. He preferred colder places that were more atmospheric, like Eriska in Scotland and Honningsvik in the northern Norway. These were the inspirations for many of his books. In fact, a lot of people don't realise he wrote many fictional books as well as actual books. And I think Lake Typeland, didn't he, Afshan?
He did, and so did I.
And Afshan. So, anyway, despite spending the majority of his life now in England, Dad always remained a proud Scot. Indeed, when anybody, especially anyone English, asked him the hardest time of his life, he would look them square in the eye and say, it was the day that England won the World Cup in 1966. And I think that was probably true. Now, Dad's kilt was one of his most trusted possessions, and he wore it well. Well, most of the time, but we can get on to that later. Here's a picture of Dad in all his kilted splendour with his sister Diane, and this is the entrance to the house in France. However, despite this love of Scotland and all things Scottish, when Mum booked him a piper for his 60th birthday party, we all thought, oh, he's going to love that. No, he hated every single minute of it. Why? Because he was no longer the centre of attention. He really did hate that piper. Okay, another happiest moment, one of the moments in Dad's life, was the time he spent with his pals, and none more so than the times he spent with his golfing friends, Paddy, Tommy, and the Anglo-Irish Choral and Slimming Society. Some of the stories I've heard from those trips would put any young stag do to shame, so I won't repeat them. Paddy might share some of them later if you ask him. If you want to know why it's called the Anglo-Irish Choral and Slimming Society, you'll have to ask Paddy. Dad was actually an exceptional golfer. He won the Anglo-Irish Cup a record 7 times and remained undefeated. And Dad, as we are, would have been extremely touched to find out that they have now named the annual tour the Gordon Skinner Memorial Trophy. So thank you, Paddy and the boys, for that. And speaking of Paddy, I met Paddy in the boot yesterday, the boot in Latworth pub, and he reminded me of a funny story about Dad on one of these tours. Apparently, one of the players, with a slightly dubious reputation for counting shots, had gone into some rough terrain. Now, Dad followed this opposition player into the woods to help him retrieve his ball. Dad then watched this player pick up the ball and place it on the top of some twigs to allow a fine shot onto the green. Now, in true Dad style, Dad approached the opposition player and said, "Oh my, how fortuitous to find your ball perched so nicely there on a wee ball of twigs." I won't repeat what the opposition player said to Dad. Anyway, I believe it was on one of these trips to Killarney, where Dad jumped onto a restaurant table in his kilt and began singing, "I belong to Glasgow," only for that kilt to fall straight down Apparently, he bent down and picked it up without missing one note. To rapturous applause from the hotel guests. And I think Sheila's got another story about the kilt coming down, so there's a pattern emerging. Oh, yeah. And the other love of Dad's life was, of course, West Bromwich Albion. It's great to see Gary here today. He took Dad and myself to many games when we were younger. He was a former season ticket holder and regular at the Hawthorns. He was known and loved amongst the Baggy faithfuls. I still remember when we got promoted, Dad joining the pitch invasion, only to be ushered off by a good-humoured policeman, luckily. I don't think there would have been many world-leading scientists involved in that pitch invasion, but that was Dad, a legend. In fact, those who listened to the West Brom versus Newcastle game last year will have heard the commentators. Actually, before the game started, they read out a song that Dad wrote about the Baggy Boys before the game started as a tribute to him. That was a very nice touch from the BBC. So, thank you very much. I'm going to hand you over to Fiona, who's going to take you more into the later family life for us. Thank you very much.